Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulies. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's December 20th, 2007. And here's Jesus. These segments were originally released August 6th and 7th, 2003.
Nazarene, our good friend Jesse, known as Elgad Odinson in the Kingdom of God, is back again this week. His first question is, Nazarene, you stated that history would have taken a different track had you not been crucified. What track would that have been?
Elgad, that is a question that I wish you had not asked. It is something that I really do not like to think about. If I had survived, I would have probably become high priest, and then a little while later, king. And a little while after that, Israel would have thrown out Rome, and after that, it would have slowly taken over all of the Middle East and would have become the greatest power in the world at that time. After my death, slowly, everything would have crumbled, the world would have fallen apart, man would have got into the position that he is in now, on the verge of the destruction of his very soul, and in a very short time, nothing would be left. In succeeding, I would have failed. If I had succeeded materially, I would have failed spiritually. The only way that we could win was spiritually. So everything happened just as it had to happen. Because if it had not happened the way it had happened, mankind would have been extinct by now, and the world would be a lifeless ball of mud. God knows what he is doing, my dear friend. God knows every step that he takes. And why man doesn't understand that and obey God is one of the greatest mysteries to me that exists in the universe. God knows what to do in every situation. Man won't accept it.
I can see why you don't like to think about that question, Nazarene. It can give you a headache.
And when I get a headache, Allura, Advil and Tylenol just won't cut it. What I need is the love of my people, and that's in short supply lately.
We'll be back after the break.
Are you in need of auto insurance? Our good friend Elgad has a wonderful referral site. The address is
www.car-insurance-information.com/.
I'm sure you will find someone there that will be able to fulfill your needs.
Nazarene, Jesse's next question is concerning a question in last week's episode. He asked, also pertaining to the dual-sex individual, even if the male and female halves have healthy attractions to members of their opposite sexes, wouldn't the male half be engaging in involuntary homosexuality by default, simply because he exists in the same body as the female who's with a man, and the female half be engaging in involuntary lesbianism by default, simply because she exists in the same body as the male who's with a woman?
The answer to this, Elgad, is really very simple, but it's hard for a lot of people to understand. Though these two individuals use the same body, they can't use it at the same time. Two souls cannot exist in the same physical form at the same time. These two might be in close proximity to each other all the time, but only one can occupy the body at a given moment. So, when the male is in the body and having intimate relations with the female is not in the body. And when the female is in the body and having intimate relations with the male isn't in the body. So, they do not contaminate. They do not defile each other's souls. They do not mess up each other's vibrations. Each gets what it needs, and then the other comes in and gets what it needs. It is hard for some people to understand this simple principle, but it is one of the most simple principles of existence. Two souls cannot exist in the same body at the same time. That is why the soul of a newborn child cannot enter into the body until after it leaves its mother's body. Then it becomes a new soul. That's the answer, Elgad.
I can understand that, Nazarene, but some things are just too amazing and mind-boggling to contemplate for long. Wow.
Infinite diversity, Allura. Infinite diversity.
We'll be back again.